Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's now going to book four of her diary. It's 1937, August 10th. So nearly, I think it's near the end of her life, 1937. All for you, Jesus. I decide to adore your mercy with every beat of my heart, and to the extent that I'm able, to encourage souls to trust in that mercy, as you yourself have commanded me, O Lord. So Jesus asked her to do so. Do you think you are asked to spread this good news of divine mercy? You try to do some kind of apostolic work to promote divine mercy? Good, thank you very much. In my heart, in my soul, there's a dark light. My spirit has come up against an impenetrable wall that hides God from me, though always brighter. But this darkness is not of my doing. Strange indeed is this torture of which I fear to write in full. O my Jesus, always and in all things, my heart beats for you alone. No matter in darkness or in brightness, her heart is always yearning for Jesus. That's important. Many times we talk to Jesus when we are, you know, when we are in trouble, when we don't feel, we forget about God. August 10th, 1937. I came back today from Repka to Krakow. I feel very new. Only Jesus knows how much I am suffering. During these days, I've very much resembled Jesus crucified. I've armed myself with patience in order to explain to each sister why I was not able to stay there. The other sister couldn't understand. She thought she'd take advantage of it. Illness and not working and not, you know, present herself. That is because my health had become worse, even though I knew very well that certain sisters would inquire. Sometimes a sister, the heart is not very bright. Not out of sympathy for my sufferings, but in order to add to them. Terrible. Oh Jesus, what darkness is enveloping me, and what nothingness is penetrating me. But my Jesus, do not leave me alone. Grant me the grace of faithfulness. Although I cannot penetrate the mystery of God's visitation, it is the power to say, your will be done. Although at times we cannot have certain peace in mind, in the soul, but at least we can say, your will be done. That's the same way of Jesus, no? In the Garden of Gethsemane, he's the chalice before him. He cannot take away. The Godfather didn't take away. Then he said, it's not my will, but your will be done. August 12th. On passing through Krakow, Reverend Father Sopoko said, paid me a short visit today. I wanted to see him, and God fulfilled my desire. This priest is a great soul, entirely filled with God. My joy was very great, and I thank God for this great grace, because it was for the greater glory of God that I wanted to see him. O living host, O hidden Jesus, you see the condition of my soul. O myself, I am unable to utter your holy name. I cannot bring forth from my heart the fire of love, but kneeling at your feet, I cast upon the tabernacle the gaze of my soul, a gaze of faithfulness. As for you, you are ever the same, while within my soul a change takes place. I trust that the time will come when you will unveil your countenance your child. We again see your sweet face. I'm astonished, Jesus, that you can hide yourself from me for so long, and that you can restrain the enormous love you have for me. In the dwelling of my heart, I'm listening and waiting for your coming, O only treasure of my heart. It's a long time. There's no operation. No. This is my thought. I thought she was always in high heaven. Always visiting Jesus. But it's not true. The same way of Jesus on earth. Not always seeing the Father for the Father. Not always feeling the words in the cross. No. He feels the absence of the Father. God, God, why have you forsaken me? Well, that's the old passage of life. So don't complain so much. Jesus is not looking, watching at you. Jesus is watching at Faustina. She is still in darkness. The Lord Jesus greatly protects his representatives on earth. How closely he is united with them. And he orders me to give priority to the opinion over his. I have come to know the great intimacy which exists between Jesus and the priest. Jesus defends whatever the priest says, and often complies with his wishes, and sometimes makes his own relationship with the soul depend on priest's advice. And I think once Jesus talked to Pharaoh, Jesus was, you know, whatever the priest tells you, it's me. That priest is like a whale. I'm there. I'm the one who will forgive your sins. But with the mouth of a priest. Oh Jesus, through a special grace, I've come to know very clearly to what extent you have shared the power and mystery with them, with the priest. More so than with the angels. Just, you know, once the priest can absorb sin, but the angels cannot. I rejoice in this, for it is all for my good. That is paragraph. Oh my Jesus, when someone is unkind and unpleasant towards me, it is difficult enough to bear this kind of suffering. Is it true?
Yeah,
very true. But this is very little in a comparison to a suffering which I cannot bear, namely that which I experience when someone exhibits kindness towards me and then lays snares at my feet at a very step I take. You know, some people pretend they are kind to you and give a kick at the back.
Yeah.
This is why you call kickback. What great willpower is necessary to love such a soul for God's sake? You know, if you don't someone, you don't know somebody might be, you know, but you know somebody is, this is the routine. Very kind, very sweet. Jesus, Lord, how my sister, how are you today? What did Jesus talk to you? And then I said, if contact with that person were infrequent, it would be easier to endure. But when one lives in close contact with the person and experiences this at every step, this demands a very great effort. Terrible. Always some angel, that angel, by your side. My Jesus, penetrate me through and through so that I might be able to reflect you in my whole life. Divinize me so that my deeds may have supernatural value. Grant that I may have love, compassion, and mercy for every soul without exception. With the exception, include those who are doing all these stupid things from him, for her. Oh my Jesus, each of you, each of your saints reflects one of your virtues. I decide to reflect your compassionate enough heart, full of mercy. I want to glorify it. Let the mercy, O Lord, be impressed in my heart, and so lay a seal and this will be my bed in this and the future life. Glorifying your mercy is the exclusive task of my life. August 15, 1937, Father Andres' instruction. This Father Andres talked to her. These times of dryness and stark awareness of one's wretchedness, which God has permitted, so the priest consoling her. Allow the soul to know how little it can do by itself, so you need to trust it. This will teach you how much you should appreciate God's graces. At times, we need God's graces to overcome all this stupidity of people. Secondly, faithfulness in all exercises and duties, faithfulness in everything, just as in times of joy. Thirdly, as regards the matters in this question, be absolutely obedient to the Archbishop. Although from time to time the matter can be brought to his attention, but peacefully, sometimes a little bitter truth is necessary. At the end of the conversation, I asked the priest to allow me to commune with Jesus as I had done formerly. He answered, I cannot give orders to the Lord Jesus, but if he himself draws you to himself, you may follow the attraction. However, always remember to show him great reverence, for the Lord is great indeed. If you are truly seeking God's will in all this and decide to fulfill it, you can be at peace. The Lord will not allow any sort of error. As to the mortifications and sufferings, you will give me an account next time of how you carry them out. Place yourself in the hands of the Most Holy Mother. So she asked her to trust in our Heavenly Mother. August 15, 1937. During meditation, God's presence pervaded me keenly, and I was aware of the Virgin Mary's joy at the moment of her Assumption. Towards the end of the ceremony, carried out in honor of the Mother of God, I saw the Virgin Mary, and she said to me, Oh, how well pleased I am with the homage of your love. And at that moment, she covered all the sisters of her congregation with her mantle. With her right hand, she clasped Mother General Michael to herself, and with her left hand, she did so to me, while all the sisters were at her feet. So also, all the sisters under her feet also, because she's close to Mary. Covered with her mantle, then the Mother of God said, Everyone who preserves zealously till death in my congregation will be spared the fire of purgatory. And it is said that each one distinguished herself by the following virtues: humility and meekness, chastity and love of God and neighbor, compassion and mercy. If you, at that time, you're still young, you will choose. Will you choose the congregation? Mary promised everything. After these words, the whole congregation disappeared from her sight and remained alone with the Most Holy Mother, who instructed me about the will of God and how to apply it to my life, submitting completely to his most holy decrees. It is impossible for one to want to please God without obeying his holy will. That's the word of our Lord, our Lady. My daughter, I strongly recommend that you faithfully fulfill all God's wishes, for that is most pleasing in his holy eyes. I very much desire that you distinguish yourself in this faithfulness in accomplishing God's will. Put the will of God before all sacrifices and holocausts. While the Heavenly Mother was talking to me, a deep understanding of this will of God was entering my soul. My Jesus, Igniter of my heart, when my soul is filled with your divinity, I accept sweetness and bitterness with the same equanimity. One and the other will pass away. All that I keep in my soul is the love of God. For this I strive. All else is secondary. I read again. Huh? My Jesus, the night of my heart, when my soul is filled with your divinity, I accept sweetness and bitterness with the same equanimity, equalness. One and the other will pass away. Sweetness, bitterness will pass away. All that I keep in my soul is the love of God. For this I strive. All else is secondary. Because at times you look at only painful things or joyful things and you forgot about God. Okay, let's see.